Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I'm going to hit the mailbag. Got a couple of really good questions. Actually, three or four really good questions that people have asked me that I want to cover with you guys. I've already answered them directly to the people that ask them, but I want to bring them out here because I think there's something that you want to hear. Before I get started in that, though, we are creeping up on the Lifestyles Unlimited 2025 Wealth and Passive Income Expo, and I just want to make sure that you don't miss this. This is a gigantic event. I've heard other people say that they have a larger real estate investor event. There just isn't. I guarantee you, there's nothing larger than this. In the past, the number of people there, anywhere from, 3,000 minimum, 5,000, largest number we've ever had. It's just unbelievable, the amount of events that are available for 4 days. It goes from May 7th to May 10th. So it's 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. That is 4 days in Irving, Texas. And speaker after speaker after speaker after speaker after speaker. Now, one of the things that I do that's different, I'll just let you know this, is that a lot of people bring in paid speakers. These are guys that are famous, and they've got their little hubby-dub-dub, rinse and repeat tub type conversations. I don't. I bring in real estate investors and top of the line. Now, I say, well, why should we listen to them? Well, the National Apartment Association has the Real Estate Investor of the Year Award that it's given out now, ever since I started going here. And I won it the first year that I went in for it. And then after that, I said, let's see if we can keep that level of expertise up there. And with the National Apartment Association giving the award out each year, we've had one of our members win every single year for 17 years now. 16 or 17, I can't even remember. I know that we've heard that we're probably going to win again this year. The results are not officially out until tomorrow, but we'll find out. The bottom line is what does that mean to you? That means that there's 44,000 individuals that belong to the National Apartment Association that are independent real estate investors. And every year, one of our members wins that award. That has to tell you that your plan is either the best or it's not. I mean, I watched the Houston Rockets last night play against the Lakers, and the Rockets have just got it all going on right now. I mean, they've just won. They won 9 out of 10 or something like that. And so they're playing the Lakers, and they're in second place, and the Lakers are like fourth place. And I thought for sure the Rockets were going to beat them. But what happened was is that the coach for the Lakers just played his team better. They just put the right people against the right people. They, a football term, they blocked and tackled better. Well, these guys defended and rebounded better and shot better, and they just used their team in a much more efficient manner. That's what the experience of the pros can do over a bunch of young kids like the Rockets team. And so they just kind of choked them off. They kind of just pushed them out of the way. The Rockets were right there every minute of the game. But by the end, you knew the strength of the age and the knowledge and the ability to score that last basket to win by 1 or 2 points was what the LA Lakers had over the Houston Rockets, the younger team. Well, the same thing is true here. We've won it 17 years in a row. What does that mean? That means we know how to operate these properties. A lot of syndicators out there have started up these syndication programs, and they teach you how to raise the capital. But they don't teach you how to operate the properties. And many, if not many, many, many of these guys are going out of business right now. If you've ever bought into a syndication, you know what I'm talking about. These guys can't operate these things. And so they put all your money in this deal and then they lose all your money. It's just the way it goes because they don't know what they're doing. As opposed to we actually teach how to operate the properties effectively. And because of that, we win operational awards and, ownership awards over and over and over again. So you're going to want to learn it that way. Now, when you come to the expo, you're going to get to meet these people, 17 years worth of winners. Then there's the local and state winners also. So you got the Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, and all around the country, Corpus Christi. I mean, I'm just naming cities off the top of my name, but these cities all have awards. And then the states all have awards. And we just take them all down because nobody else knows how to do what we do like we do because nobody else gets trained. They just go out there and hack away at it. And because they go out there and hack away at it, they lose people's money. That's what syndicators do. They lose people's money. They take massive fees. They take acquisition fees. They take management fees. They take override fees. They take construction fees. They take financing fees. They take fees for everything. And they just suck the money right out of the company that they created with your money. And there's no profit for you. So in that situation, you have to pick the right place to invest if you're going to invest. Now, we also teach individuals how to own their own properties. We call those IROs, independent real estate owners. And we also teach single family. A lot of places don't teach single family, but a lot of you single family is where you should probably start. It's a good starting point for at least the young guys, but mostly everybody that doesn't have a lot of money. And you get in there and you make some great gains. I've seen single family houses lately going anywhere from a 30 to 50 to 100, even 200% capital gains the day you buy it. This is called captured equity. Happening all the time. You also have cash flow, and you start building that cash flow that you need to retire. Slowly but surely, you build yourself into a real estate investor that understands how the world works. But you want to get started. You want to get all that information made available to you right away. You need to come to the expo because instead of listening to me for 6 months or 6 years to figure out whether or not you want to do this, come meet thousands of people that have already done it. Let them tell you their stories. They look like you. They'll sound like you. They'll have the same life stories that you do. Let them tell you because you'll see. Now, I've got a master's training, a master's group of people going to get up this expo, and I have a young adult group of people that are going to get up. And I also have a young adults class. So if you want to get your kids started in this stuff, I have a class on that. But they're just hours and hours and hours of education. Now, having said that, I've got to throw out one thing I think is very important, and that is the bus tour. If you've never been on a bus tour, splurge and get on a bus tour. There's the first day is already sold out. The second day still has seats. But I've been telling you these things sell out, and they sell out the most inopportune time. They sell out the day before you decide you're going to do it. So decide now. Get signed up. Also, hotel rooms. If you're coming from out of town, we have a group of hotel rooms that we got a discount on, and you want to book into that group so you get a discount. And there's like three or four hotels right around this convention center. So you want to be there where you can just get out of your hotel and walk right to the convention center or walk right to the music theater where I'm going to be speaking in the major events. So that's all important to get there. But the camaraderie of meeting all these people, it has changed thousands of people's lives over the years because they come and they see and it breaks through the skepticism. I mean, who am I on the radio? You don't know who I am, right? But if you come to this event and you meet thousands of people that have all gone through the program and they say, yeah, it works. And I know Dell and I have his telephone number and he's a real person, unlike these big-name celebrities who get on these stages and they pay them $50,000 to come and speak. You never meet that person. You're never going to get to know him. You're never going to get him to help you and take your personal phone call. Where when you join Lifestyles, we're a family. You're going to get in. You're going to get touched. You're going to get, I don't mean it in a bad way. It's not a bad thing. You're going to get that touch you need when you need help. That call, that attention, that thing that you really, really, really are dreaming somebody out there would give a darn and give you so you could get through. Because, hey, you didn't have parents that made you rich. You didn't have somebody who took care of you and helped change the way you saw the world. So you need to come to a place where people will do that for you, and Lifestyles is where that will happen for you. All right, let's move on. Somebody sent me an email. It says, hi, Dell. I'm considering doing a cash-out refi on my personal home to invest into single family homes, but I am quoted at a 7.25 rate, yet my current rate is only 2.9. Should I consider, or should I be concerned about the difference of about 4 percentage points of interest? Thanks, Lifestyles member. You know, at first glance, if you're out there and you're just a normal person, you don't understand this, you would absolutely say don't refinance that house if you got that great interest rate. That would be a mistake. But when you look at it further, and he says he's going to go buy single-family houses, we are able to buy single-family houses at such a low price, at such a profitable level, that if we put in, I'm just going to give you an example of typical numbers. Typical numbers is we buy a house that's worth $200, we buy it for $100, we put $50,000 in it, and we borrow $150,000 to do that, so all we have to come up with is closing costs. The closing costs are between $10,000 and $20,000. So if we come out of this thing and we owe $150 on it and it's worth $200, we made $50,000. Now, if we made $50,000 on a $20,000 out of pocket, that is a 250% return. If we made it on a $10,000 out of pocket, that's a 500% return. So there's no way you can say that it's not worth paying an extra 4% on the money to earn that much money. In addition to that, the cash flow on these houses is anywhere from 10 to 15%. So the cash flow, additional cash flow on the loan that you took out, which is an additional 4%, would be, you know, covered by the 10 to 15% cash flow from the single family rental property. So when you look deeper into this, it makes sense. I started a conversation with him, and then we started talking. He said, what about this HELOC stuff? And I said, well, you know, now that you bring that up, that probably is a better idea. And so what is a HELOC? A HELOC is a home equity loan where you leave that first loan in place. So his 2.9% loan would stay in place, and all he'd do is borrow the money above that out. That loan would probably be higher than the 7% interest he was quoted as a regular mortgage. These HELOCs are probably more. It's probably 8, 9, maybe even as high as 10%. But again, you're not getting rid of that small mortgage, so the blended rate is still very low, and you're out there making large amounts of money with this deal. So this is, you know, when you look at it in a second glance. Now, for you to understand that, you're going to have a couple things. Number one, you have to understand we can buy these houses for those kinds of prices and those kinds of deals. You need to get to the expo or one of our classes and see how that's done, because otherwise you just don't understand it. And then when we tell you we do this, we pull the money out of our houses and get rich with it. And rich is a relative term. It's wealthier than we were before. When we do this, you have to understand how we do it, or it doesn't make any sense. You go, no, there's no way I would do that. It's crazy to borrow the money out of my house. But it's not crazy when you can make hundreds of percent returns with the money you borrow out. So you need to get to the expo. If you can't come to the expo, one of the other classes in one of our locations all around the country, and get in and learn how this stuff is done. So when you go to the expo, what are you going to learn? You're going to learn, number one, how we do it, so you understand the numbers. You understand how we locate, how we evaluate those deals, and then you understand how we remodel those deals and rehab them, and then you understand how we refinance them out of the hard money loan and into a regular loan and turn them into rental properties. Those are the series of steps you have to take, and you have to understand all that. If you come to the expo, you can take a class and learn how to do all that stuff. The other thing you need to learn, which is I think is important, is that it's real. You got to come in and meet 5, 10, 20, 50, however many people you got the guts to go up to and talk to and chit-chat with. Does this really work? You know, you come to this thing, we're not asking you to believe us. Ask the people at the event, does this really work? Are you doing it? Has it worked for you? Those kinds of questions. And what you'll find is that these people are very happy to share with you their successes. Not every deal is as good as the one I explained to you. Some of them have more cash flow, and some of them have more capital gains. But it's still relevant that you as a person have to make the right decision. After we tell you what it is, you have to make that right decision. And that right decision is going to mean that if I told you to buy in a neighborhood that makes money and you say, no, I want to buy in the neighborhood that I like and I'm willing to pay more because I wouldn't want to live like these people live, and I get those kinds of questions, you're not going to be able to make any money doing it your way. You got to do it the right way. So some of you are turned off by that. You say, well, I want to buy expensive real estate. No, you don't, because rich people don't overpay to rent from you. Poor people have to overpay to rent from you because they have no other options in the situation. So this situation here, we're going to go borrow the money out. I think the HELOC sound better than the refi. We borrow the money out on a HELOC. We take the money and we go out there and we leverage it with a hard money loan. just like we discussed, and we locate a deal that we can steal the deal. You know, there's going to be a lot of rehab in it, or we're not going to be able to steal it. It's not going to be something that's perfect the day you buy it. In fact, that's why you have to use hard money loans, and that's why people out there don't know how to do this. You go out there and say, I want to buy this thing, and they say, well, you're going to have to, you know, put 20-30% down, and then you're going to have to pay for the rehab yourself out of pocket. And all of a sudden, to do the very same deal I talked about, if they bought it for 100, they'd have to put 20% down. That's 20 grand. The rehab's 50, they'd have to come up with 70, and the closing cost is 10, they'd have to come up with 80. Wow. $80,000 out of pocket compared to $20,000 out of pocket changes the whole perspective of the deal. It may still make sense, but it's nowhere near as profitable. It doesn't make the hundreds of percent return that it does if you do it the right way. So it's very, very imperative that we get you into one of our classes somewhere around the country. We're all over the country. In fact, in a minute, I could probably come back, name all the different places we have events going on this year, just so you can see how many different locations we have. But to get you started, let's get you to the expo. All you have to do is text the word expo to 88007. Go in there. You can get a hotel room if you want a hotel room. You can go to the parties and you can go to the dinners and you can have the dinners served to you while you're there as opposed to go out to eat at restaurants. Now, by the way, I will tell you this. There are great restaurants within walking distance of this whole event. And I hit two or three of them every time I'm out there just because they're so good. And I want to hit them again and again and again. So you can either, if you never want to get away, you go to one of these lunch and learn deals where there's a class going on, they're serving you lunch. That way you never leave and you're always learning, or you go and find somebody you want to talk to. Say, hey, you're just like me. Does it work? Take that lunch break with them and make a difference. Take a short break. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments. The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're in the mailbag, and right before we dig back into the mailbag, I had promised I was going to name off some places around the country that we have events. And the reason I'm doing this is because when you come to the expo, and this is important for you to understand, you're going to meet people from all over the country. So if you're sitting out there going, well, this is kind of a Texas thing, just because I live in Texas, because I started in Texas, it used to be kind of a Texas thing, but now it's all over the country. When you come to the expo, the beauty is you'll get to meet people from all over the country. And so you can ask, can this work in my area? And you'll meet people from your area. We actually have the networking set up by area if you want to do it that way. There's tables with having people from each area that they can talk to you about this stuff. But I just wanted to read these off to you so you can see how many different locations. Why? Because the expo is where you can get to all of them. You say, well, why are you marketing the expo so hard right now? Because, guys, it only comes once a year. And I teach and mentor and whatever. And you got to do something. And for many of you, going to a place where you don't know anybody and you have to come in and do a class, or you, even if you watch it online, you feel like, okay, I don't know. But then those type of people are the ones, if you get them into a live event where there's people there that they can talk to that are already operating in the situation, already members, already doing the deals, those people then overcome those fears. And that's why the expo is so important every year. It's why I've run it every year. This is the 11th year. And I just want to tell you, listen to where these things are at. I mean, this is how many different places we're located in. April 5th, we are in Houston. And April 12th, we're in Dallas. And April 12th, we're also in Seattle, Washington. On April 15th, We're in, it's a four-part. This is online. You can take it over a four-day period of time instead of taking it in 2 days live. On April 26th, we have in Central Texas, which would be San Antonio. On April 8th, we're in South Florida. April 10th, we're in Warren, Michigan. April 12th, we're in Kansas City, Missouri. April 12th, we're in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. April 13th, we're in Houston, Texas. April 17th, we're in San Antonio. April 19th, we're in Portland, Oregon. April 19th, we're in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And April 19th, we're also Richmond, Virginia. April 19th, we're Colorado Springs, Colorado. And April 19th, we're in Central Texas, New Brunswick area. And April 22nd, we're at the Expo Preview and Tips Online. April 24th is the Memphis, Tennessee event. And April 26th is Atlanta, Georgia. Now, I mean, if you don't see that this is a big, big deal with that, if that doesn't clarify it for you, I don't know what will. I mean, that's the kinds of numbers of people you're going to see that are all going to show up for the Expo because they all want to touch base. They want to share experiences and talk about the investing in different places. We started a thing a couple years ago, which we coined live where you want, invest where you should. And the only way you can do that is if you are connected to people in different areas of the country where the deals are really good. Maybe in your area, it's not. Specifically, if you're in a blue state or a blue city and they just are really bad with bad landlord laws or just people overpay for the price of housing for whatever reason, like they do in California and New York, the deals just don't make sense. It's just not the place to buy investment real estate. So you're going to need to go other places, and that's how you meet all these people and you make your connections. We also have a vendor lobby there that where it's going to have people you can locate the people that are your agents. You're going to locate people that are your mortgage brokers. You're going to locate people that are your inspectors. You're going to locate people that are operators, rehab guys, I mean, your general contractors and so forth, all those people are there. You'll be able to just walk around and get cards, get set up for whatever part of the country you're from. Boom, get in there, boom, 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 and set yourself up ready to go. Few days. You've done a year's worth of work in just a few days. You want to get in here and get going, man. So text the word EXPO to 88007. Having said that, let's move back to the mailbag here. I've got to put that aside. This one here says, good morning, Dell. I had a conversation with Lee last week. That's one of our mentors. And he recommended me as an aspiring lead. I listened to you last Wednesday night, and you talked about right-sizing the deal for the lead. Now, what he's talking about is I give classes two Wednesday nights out of the month, and I give you live, up-to-date what's going on in the marketplace, what we've touched base this week or 2 weeks have done, and what you can learn from it. You know, just real cutting-edge stuff. It goes, that got me questioning the idea of becoming a lead versus an IRO. I'd like to hear your opinion on my thoughts based on current financial situation. So I called the gentleman up. We talked about this. And what it comes down to is he asked the question, I've got enough money to become an IRO, which is an independent owner of an apartment complex. And that's what he thought he was going to do. He said, but why would someone syndicate if you can be an IRO? And I said, there's really two reasons. If you're going to start as an IRO, but you decide to syndicate, it's because of one of these two reasons. Number one, you just want to practice syndicating. You know your long-term goal is to own large apartment complexes or medium to large apartment complexes, and that you're going to have investors with you and that you're going to be a syndicator. If that's the case, doing a small one is a good way to get started. It lets you learn the paperwork, the documents, the process, get you set up on all the software programs you need to be able to connect with people. And we have software programs where leads can connect with passives. All the documents flow back and forth. It's all super private. But it gets the job done. And it's not like you have to go out there and fly all over the country anymore and meet all these people, although it's still a good idea, and I still recommend it many times. But, you know, you get to get this stuff done without the problems. So you learn how to do all that. And you get that out of the way, and you build up your vendor list. You build up your attorneys, your CPAs, you know, your contractors that you use that are not a part of your team, you know, not a part of your staff. There's all these things that you get to practice. Now, you do get to practice a lot of that in iRobot, but you don't get to practice the actual syndicating part of the deal. So maybe you just want to practice. The second reason is maybe you're looking at deals you can afford with your amount of money you have, and you come across a deal that's just a little larger than what you're capable of, and yet it's a nice deal. You really want it. Well, in that case, the best thing to do is just go ahead and syndicate it. Take the step and syndicate and get that kind of a deal under your belt, because one good deal changes everything in real estate. You know, you can do 1,000 bad deals and it's terrible. Don't do it. You can do even 2 bad deals. Don't do it. Wait till you get a good deal. And of late, this is another very important point. The reason why I'm doing all these classes live now is because the deals are coming back rapidly. I was looking at about 2 deals a week, 2 or 3 weeks ago. I'm now looking at about 15 deals a day. That's how many good deals are out there now. And that's why I'm pushing hard for you guys to get in here. It's very important you get started now while the market is in this condition. It's on the downward trend, which means we're getting pricing we want. We're able to push the sellers for a little bit better deals. It's a buyer's market as opposed to a seller's market. And if you miss this, you miss it, because for the last 5 years, it's been a seller's market. You go there and the price is going up while you're talking to the guy on the phone. Yeah, well, if you don't give me your money today, it'll be higher tomorrow, you know? And you can't make any money buying real estate that way. You got to make the money on the way in. And to do that, it has to be a buyer's market to get the really good deals. Now, we've bought some stuff on the way up that made money, but it's not nearly as prevalent and it's not as easy as when the market is on the downward trend. So that's why I want you to get in here. That's why I want you to get to the expo. That's why I want you to get to one of these events. You need to get in here. But this gentleman right here, he's going to make a decision. I told him, let's look at the properties. Let's go look at the deals and see, do you find something in the price range that you want to do by yourself? Or if you don't, if you find something just a little larger, you need to be prepped and prepared to be an IRO. So you might as well go ahead and take the training and learn how to do it and be prepared, because if it drops in your lap, I mean, you know, he wanted to do it the second deal after the IRO. He just kind of, like, I'm the same way, wanted to try it on his own money so he didn't have to worry about risking anybody else's money. That's a good thought. Nothing wrong with that. But man, if a good deal comes along and it's just right outside of your reach. Next question says, everyone says windows don't add $1 to rental income. While I understand that, it seems a disservice to renters, future owners, and the community not to consider replacement. 2 days ago, I considered buying a 420, 1,260 square foot built in 1962, asking $110,000 wholesale with ARV of $210,000. There you go. What did I say just earlier? I said, buy for $100,000, it's worth $210,000. This one, you buy for $110,000, it's worth $210,000. Decent neighborhood, foundation is shot. No HVAC, horrible electric, needs full rewiring panels. That's to be expected in older homes. But what's sticking with me are the original windows, exterior safety bars that must be removed anyway. Several of the windows were cracked, expecting more cracks after fixing foundation. Few stayed open when raised, single panel, and one of the plastic lock tabs broken as I tried to reopen it. These 63-year-old windows should be replaced. Well, there you go. I think this guy works for a window company. I really do, because a window is a window. I know there's more efficient windows, and I know people think they want to open them, but I'll tell you something. In Texas, we don't open windows. It's 100 degrees outside. This house doesn't have air conditioning. We'll put air conditioning in before we'll put new windows in it. There's not a dollar more going to be added to putting new windows in. Hey, they may even look better, but it's really hard to get more money for a house as far as a rental goes. More hard to get more money as you sell it as an investment property to somebody because you got new windows. And this house is going to need, it's going to need $50,000 worth of rehab. You're going to have to put a new air conditioner in it, right? You're going to have to do the foundation work. You're going to have to do the rehab of the interior and exterior. All that's going to take money. Putting another $50,000 into windows just isn't worth it. Now, will you fix all the ones that are broken? Absolutely. Will you repair the ones that don't work and can't open? Yes, we'll get them open. We'll clean them up and make them work. But we're not going to put all new windows in there at thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars it cost. Said, I'm willing to oversee the rehab in return for equity, rental income, tax benefits, etc. Mentors and others advise me never to replace windows, even though the rehab is a perfect opportunity to do so. So there it is in the last paragraph. He sums it up. I didn't even catch that before. He's willing to oversee it. What does that mean? This man sells windows for a living. All right. Let's get to the Expo. Text the word Expo, 88007. We'll see you there. Have a great day.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.